things are much more custom than they ever once were. And I think tech enables that. Like, it enables us to, you know, leverage this personalization aspect.
Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Savvy Dentist Podcast, the show where great dentistry meets great business. In this episode, we're having a conversation about disruption because the dental profession, like many, many other professions and industries around the world, is changing rapidly. We're seeing a huge uptake of digital technology, and our workflow seems to be changing almost on a daily basis. Sometimes it can feel a little hard to keep up with, you know, all the changes and the rapidity of which they're occurring. So I wanted to bring onto the show today an expert in disruption who has actually taken technology and disrupted their own field. Jared Robinson is known as the PE geek, and he's really explored that intersection of physical education, teaching, and technology. Now, this might not seem a logical fit for this kind of show, but one of the premises of this whole podcast is that some of the best ideas for dentistry come from outside the profession. So in this episode with Jared, we're going to be talking a lot about disruption, some of the technological trends that he's seeing in his space, and how they're relevant to dentists and, you know, smaller businesses more generally, SMEs more generally. So we're going to be talking about, you know, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, 3D printing, amongst a few other things. And what Jared's also really, really good at is helping teams who want to adopt technology get that whole process embedded into their business, their school, or whatever organization he's dealing with. And he's got some really good strategic tips, particularly for dentists who want to embrace technology, but whose team might not be as on board as they'd like them to be. So we're in for a great chat in a moment. If you haven't had the opportunity to go back and listen to Clarissa Raywood, the Happy Family Lawyer, I'm going to really encourage you to go back and have a listen to that conversation too. Clarissa dropped huge value bombs throughout that interview, and it was a fun interview, and I hope you get a lot of good and useful information out of it as well. So be sure to have a pen and paper handy for our conversation with Jared, and until next week, take good care. Bye for now. Jared the PE Geek Robinson, thank you so much for coming on to the Savvy Dentist Podcast. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. How's things?
Yeah, really good. Thank you for asking me to come on.
Cool. Hey, listen, mate, this particular interview is one that I've been wanting to record for quite a while because the whole premise of this particular podcast is that, you know, some of the best ideas that are applicable to dentistry often come from outside of dentistry. And that's what I'm so keen to talk about with you today, because you've really disrupted the PE teacher training market, and you, through the intersection of physical education and technology, you've become a real thought leader in that space. But what I'm curious to just explore, and so we can kind of give the listeners a bit of background, I'm wondering, can you just walk us through a bit of your story, how you got to that point? Because I'm assuming you didn't just arrive at that destination.
No, I mean, but in some respects, it was, you know, a little bit of right time, right place, in that many of the things that you mentioned, the tech and you know, those sorts of things were sort of coming into their own when I was getting started. So, I mean, yeah, you named it. I am a phys ed teacher by practice, and, you know, I had a real passion for tech and what it could do in my class. And then at the right time and right place, you know, blogging became quite easy to do. You know, we could all produce a blog and create content, and I did that. And then eventually people started to sort of talk about the stuff I was writing about. And at the same time, again, right time, right place, social media started popping up and it became a bit easier to leverage your content. So yeah, in many ways, that's the background story. I was just sharing the stuff I was doing in my class around tech. And, you know, this was long before it was sort of cool thing to do. And as a result, we've sort of got a little bit of expertise and traction around that.
I think that it's probably a bit of an understatement, mate. I think you've got a lot of expertise and traction around that. You are certainly regarded as the go-to guy, you know, globally in that space. So that's, I think you're just kicking some amazing goals. Jared, just to give you a bit of background around dentistry, there's a whole lot of technologically driven disruption in dentistry as well. And what I wanted to explore today was something a little bit more broad and talk a bit about some of the tech trends that you're seeing, you know, in SMEs, but things coming down the pipeline and where you see some of those trends might be taking businesses generally, and you get your thoughts around, you know, whether it's apps, you know, VR, all those sorts of things. Where do you see technology taking us over the next few years?
Well, I think it's, you know, things are much more custom than they ever once were. And I think tech enables that. Like, it enables us to, you know, leverage this personalization aspect. And, you know, in a teaching context, that's quite powerful. You know, rather than having a teacher at the front that's one, you know, one to many type approach, you know, we're able to do things like be much more specific to that person's needs. And if that sort of personalization flows into your market for communicating with clients, I think that's a good thing. If it flows into communicating with, you know, customers, you know, there's so many benefits to being able to be much more specific to people. And I think tech's becoming much more personal in that regard. And I guess the other thing is data. You know, we've got to a point now where sensors, as in things that can pick up the environment around them, you know, like accelerometers and temperature gauges, they're pretty much prevalent. They're in everything. And that's going to continue to increase to a point where everything that we, you know, interact with will have sensors in it. So it's aware of itself and it's aware of its surroundings. And that presents some opportunities. Like, you know, obviously in the health space, if you've got shirts that have sensors listed, you know, through them, then again, it links back to that personalization aspect. And, you know, there's a couple of really popular trends in that sort of market. And then sort of moving into virtual reality and the implications that it has, and 3D printing. You know, it's the thing here is that we're starting to see convergence. And once upon a time, tech used to happen in isolation. So, you know, this industry was not impacted by the other, and they were sort of growing all independently of one another. But the real growth has been when they've started to combine and merge. So when you've got, you know, sensors combining with 3D printing, and when you've got artificial intelligence combining with, you know, the other aspects of technology, that's where we're at now. And we're starting to see some massive opportunities of disruption everywhere.
Yeah. So I think, you know, disruption seems to be the buzzword at the moment. With the convergence of those particular technologies, can you give us an example of something practical that you might have seen? We, you know, just so that the audience can kind of go, okay, I understand, you know, what virtual reality or artificial intelligence is. How do I see some of these different elements of technology coming together? Can you give us just something practical that you might have seen?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not necessarily tied to the niches that we operate in, but artificial intelligence in the law space, you know, and connected to people via cloud connection. So imagine being able to tap into a legal expertise that was AI-based, and this is not theoretical, this is happening now, that is able to be current with every single law case that's sort of fed into it on a global perspective and spit out recommendations and so forth. But the only reason that's possible is because of the preceding tech that sort of led to that, the internet. Without the internet, you can't connect to that thing. So they're all sort of intertwined and interconnected. And, you know, I look at 3D printing as well. And, you know, once upon a time, this notion of having to send off to a manufacturer who produced a thing for you that wasn't custom was pretty much the case. But, you know, now it's quite realistic that you could be able to immediately print out items on demand to fit the needs of the person that you're working with then and there, and sort of cut out all of that, you know, background needing to place an order and transport it. And it just changes the game completely. So every industry is going to be impacted, and this is going to continue to increase because we're really at the starting point of the change.
Certainly, I think 3D printing in particular for dentists is going to be huge. You know, with 3D printing, we've got CAD-CAM technology already quite commonly used, but I think 3D printing is going to take that all to a whole nother level. I was having a conversation, just as an aside, Jared, with a chap by the name of Rob Starr, who's a pharmacist who's got a podcast around transformation. And we're talking about 3D printing of drugs, actually, because, you know, really the IP is no longer in the manufacturing process. It's in the molecular composition of the particular medicine. And yeah, it's interesting. I think it's, you know, it's hard to imagine all the things that can possibly happen. I think it's going to be an interesting ride over the next 10 or so years.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But the implications of that are quite vast too, aren't they? Because it changes this idea of where the value is completely. And, you know, at the same time, it presents opportunities for people that may not have had those opportunities before. And I always say that if if the technology is a true superpower, then it has the potential to be really quite positive and really quite disruptive and negative at the same time. Like, it can be used for good or bad.
Bit like fire.
Absolutely. And a lot of that stuff that we're talking about has that implication now, but, you know, we shouldn't be scared of it. We should embrace it.
Yeah, cool. Mate, I just wanted to come a little bit back to your particular patch of expertise, which is around, you know, helping students learn better. So what sort of things did you do in your classroom that enabled the students to learn better, get, you know, greater results, more engagement, all those sorts of things? Because I'm very, very confident there's going to be some lessons from what's happening in the classroom to what could be transferred to business. What do you see as the key things you did in your classroom to really help the kids, you know, take their PE education as far as
they could? It's funny you mention it, because you look at all the trends that are happening in the communication with business and, you know, today's day and age, and a lot of these delivering the message at the right time to the right person and those things. This is what happens in education. You know, this is what a good teacher is supposed to do. So it's always been something that I've always done as part of, you know, what I did in the classroom. And it's quite interesting to see that business is starting to make sense, that if you're communicating with potential clients, then the same message doesn't apply to all of them. It's, you know, they're all in different stages of their buying cycle, their life cycle. So you should be communicating differently. And it's very much the same with the classroom. You know, kids are at different stages. You communicate with them in different ways. And tech enables it. You know, it's so unleveraged to think that a teacher, you can think back to when you're at school, but they probably were at the front of the class and they're probably delivering en masse to everyone all at once. And, you know, some kids got it, other kids didn't. And we're at a point now where smart teachers can leverage tech to deliver different messages at different times. And it doesn't mean everyone does it. There's still really bad practice in the classroom. But that personalization, that one-to-one, that's the big lesson. And, you know, we're starting to see that happen a lot in business. You know, things like, you know, the ask method that sort of rolled into popularity recently. And I just look at that as common practice around a classroom and, you know, delivering the right thing at the right time to the right person. And that's the big lesson, I think, for teaching in this sort of world.
Yeah, fantastic. And I think, you know, ultimately, when it comes to dentists and dentistry, that's certainly what we do as well. But again, it's still that one-to-one, you know, delivery, you know, that you've got the person in front of you. But I think, you know, where tech probably has some good applications for dentistry, and that is, you know, educating people before they even come to you.
Yes.
And, you know, so that when they do come through the door of the practice, they're not only more educated, but they're more engaged with that particular practice. They're more willing to, you know, trust that person, and hopefully they're more willing to spend some money with that practice as well, and get good healthcare as a consequence of that. So, you know, I think there's plenty of applications that could be taken through that. I think that'll be really exciting times. Hey, Jared, when you've been to the schools, because I know you travel globally, and I had a look at your itinerary on your website a couple of moments before we started, actually, and it's pretty hardcore. I hope you've got lots of frequent flyer points, buddy. But one of the things I'm curious to understand is, because, you know, not everyone is as technologically minded, not everyone is, you know, a flag waver for the tech world. There are some people who take their own time to get there, and some people never get there. But as you go to schools, and as, you know, even in businesses, some people embrace the tech, you know, whether it's the business owner or, in the case, the principal or head teachers or whoever. How do you bring the rest of the team on board to support that piece of technology or that technological process that's going to be integrated into the school?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. It's always been a challenge. So, you know, when I first started this endeavor, 2008, it was way more difficult than it is now. So we've reached a point now where you can attract a lot of buy-in by starting with some quick win, you know, opportunities for those linchpin candidates in the school, those ones that can really shift the way that the school thinks. So they're always prime targets, you know, to pick up some opportunities and, you know, drive the rest of the engagement for everyone. But it depends. If I'm getting lots of negativity from someone in particular, I always make the parallel between, because they are teachers, I make the parallel between what would you be like if this was the sort of wall that your students put up around the learning that you were trying to give to them. That always changes their thinking very quickly. But at the very same time, you know, I often remind people, not directly by challenging them, that it's not really an option in today's day and age to say that you're digitally illiterate, or, you know, you'd rather not consider it, because no one would be so happy to say that they are illiterate. No one ever brags about that, but there's this common idea that you can just be digital illiterate and that's, you know, not an issue and I'll just put my head in the sand. I don't think we should be happy about that. I don't think anyone should want to brag or celebrate the fact that they are not capable. And, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be an expert, but realize it's important and realize that you can find other people to bring that to life for you. Because ultimately, it's going to disrupt you if you don't sort of get on the right side of it, as we're starting to see in lots of industries.
And I think that's happening with dentistry as well, because, you know, I think what's happening at the moment in dentistry, at least, is, you know, technology, you know, whether it's CAD CAM or, you know, digital scanning of impressions and all this sort of stuff, I think, you know, in the past that's been a differentiator. I think what's going to happen over the next 3 to 5 years at least is going to be that that just becomes the norm. And if you're not doing it, then rather than being, you know, once considered ahead of the pack, you're going to be, you know, for those that do it, would be considered ahead of the pack at the moment. But in 3 to 5 years, you'll be considered a laggard, I think.
Oh, completely.
You just got to get on with it.
Yeah, and I mean, it is difficult. It's challenging. It's confronting. It changes the norm of what you've always done. And, you know, we see this in the classroom, because if a teacher's doing something and they feel like it's always been good and something comes along and challenges that, you know, it is hard. But at the same time, hopefully we're in this state of perpetual learning, and that means that we need to be open to all things and change as the industry changes, and, you know, hope that that brings about our continued sustained involvement in that industry. And I think that's great, because I just the other day I went to the dentist, to find a dentist, and there was a few things I was looking for when I was searching, and immediately, me personally, I was attracted to those that had a decent sort of web presence that I could find out a bit more about. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily apply to all the people in our area. They didn't have a presence, and as a result, you know, I didn't end up in their business and, you know, in their service. So I think that'll continue. It's just going to, like you mentioned, it's just going to get even further important when we start talking about things like personalization of service and so forth.
I think that personalization is really important, because, you know, my thoughts around technology is it allows, you know, better ability to scale, but still keeping it, you know, still keeping that personal interaction and connection, but giving you an element of, you know, a process that you can scale more readily. Is that something that you're finding as well with technology? It's just allowing a bit of scalability in the whole process?
Yeah, for sure. And you look at it, some of the best education examples, it's the most leveraged thing you can imagine. They've gone like the Khan Academy, which is the best example. It's an online resource that started as one person teaching their nephew, I think it was, algebra problems with video. And it grew from there, and it's enormous now, backed by Microsoft. You know, I was in a village in Kenya, and there was kids who were learning mathematics via the Khan Academy on their smartphones in a village that was made of tin. And that, you know, they're basically having the same experience as someone who's sitting in the best schools in, you know, other side of the planet. So that's leverage. That's technology driven. And, you know, when you place smart humans in and around that so that you're leveraging their ability, I think it's tremendously powerful.
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot of really good, fun things to come down the pipeline. Certainly from the time that I remember being at high school and having to learn DOS, things have changed somewhat, you know. Thank goodness. Yeah. Hey, Jared, look, it's been a really interesting and fun conversation today. And, you know, it's absolutely clear why you're kicking massive goals in that tech space, and particularly, you know, helping kids learn better, helping them perform better. And I think it's a really good service that you're doing, not just for the schools and helping them get, you know, good at what they're doing, but, you know, more broadly through the community. I think well-educated kids equals a better society more generally. So I take my hat off to you, mate. And I think, you know, once a teacher, always a teacher, and you're doing your profession a great service, mate.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, mate. It's good to talk.
Speak soon.
Cheers, mate. I really hope you enjoyed that conversation with Jared Robinson. He is such a knowledgeable bloke when it comes to all things technology. He's really, really turned the whole world of PE teaching on its head and is kicking massive goals globally with his technology, thought leadership, and in the businesses that he runs and operates. Really some interesting thoughts there to consider as dentists, and some of those topics that we speak about can seem a little abstract. And I'm just going to encourage you guys to think a little more deeply about technology, how it's affecting affecting our businesses as dentists, and trying to, you know, pull out the lessons from what's happening in other areas of the world and that we can apply to our own practices. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to send them through to us at hello@drjessegreen.com. Or if you really like the episode, please feel free, head across to iTunes, leave us a comment or a review. We really welcome that. Have a great week ahead and we'll talk soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast. For more episodes, go to drjessegreen.com/savvydentist. And to discover how to build a high-performance dental practice, visit drjessegreen.com and download the free report.